Today, tech, money, and the millennial generation. People from their late teens into their early 30s are establishing new patterns of spending, and especially of donating money. And as you might expect, that involves the internet. NPR's Elise Hu explores how young donors are changing charity as we know it.
Scott Harrison's story starts in New York's hottest nightclubs, promoting the proverbial models and bottles.
At 28 years old, I realized my legacy was going to be just that. You know, here lies a guy that got people wasted.
So he changed his story. Harrison volunteered to spend the next 2 years in West Africa. What he found when he first got to Liberia was a drinking water crisis. He watched seven-year-olds drink regularly from chocolate-colored swamps.
Water I wouldn't let my dog drink.
Most childhood diseases in the developing nations he visited could be traced to unsafe drinking water, so everything changed for Harrison. But when he came back and wanted to start raising money for clean water, his friends were wary.
They all said, I don't trust charities. I don't give. I believe charities are just these black holes. And yeah, I don't even know how much of my money would actually go to help the people I'm trying to help.
So Harrison's one cause became two. He started Charity Water to help dig wells to bring clean drinking water to the nearly 800 million people without access to it around the globe. But he also wanted to set an example.
We are also really trying to reinvent charity, reinvent the way people think about giving, the way that they give.
Demographic change is a huge reason for rethinking this. Around 80 million Americans are considered part of the millennial generation, and the norms for how millennials spend their cash aren't the same as their parents.
Our culture is changing pretty dramatically. That sense of I need to give out of obligation, I don't know that that's going to be around 20 years from now.
That's Baltimore-based Amy Webb. She helps forecast digital trends for nonprofit and for-profit companies. One piece of advice she gives on appealing to younger donors, don't even say donate, because younger donors want to feel more invested in a cause.
You know, it may seem something simple. It's just semantics, you know, donation versus investment. But I think to a millennial who's grown up in a very different world, one that's much more participatory because of the digital tools that we have, to them, they want to feel like they're making an investment, that they are investing not just their capital, but they're investing emotionally.
And there's the tech part. She says any philanthropy without a smart digital platform, not just for donations, but for empowering a community of givers, will be left behind. Which brings us back to Charity Water. Designers spend a lot of time finding ways to save their donors' time. Scott Harrison.
I think there are a lot of people that are more than willing to be generous with $20, $30, and $50, but their time is actually worth something. And the thought of pulling out their credit card and fighting through a 3 or 4 page form is just too much.
Denny McFadden is a user experience designer for the group.
Anywhere we can trim the fat, it helps.
But Charity Water's big success with young donors is giving them a chance to call on their own real-life social networks for help. Harrison.
Ideas that the millennials have embraced was this idea we kind of stumbled into, where we asked people to give up their birthday for clean water. So I went around asking everyone I knew to donate $32 for my 32nd birthday.
Soon, tech CEOs were raising tens of thousands of dollars per campaign by giving up their birthdays for water. This spring, NFL safety Cam Chancellor joined in. And the generation that comes after millennials, the children today, are getting into it too.
We had seven-year-olds in Austin, Texas, go door-to-door asking for $7 donations, and 16-year-olds in Indiana asking for $16 donations. And everybody could get behind the simple idea that my birthday could help other people live happier, healthier lives.
The group's focus on social networks and simple design means 4 million more people in 22 countries now have access to clean drinking water. But you don't have to take our word for it. Charity Water's latest tech improvement is putting remote sensors on wells so donors can see just how much water flows from what they helped build.
We think this is just going to be game-changing.
Changing the old charity playbooks by choosing new technologies. Elise Hu, NPR News.